JJ, why exactly is the United States military leaving Niger?
Last July, there was a mutiny in Niger, and the military essentially overthrew the government, and the democratically elected president was sidelined. And he's been replaced by a person selected by a military junta, which does not see eye to eye with the United States or Western countries on the way in which to secure that country, the region, and the world for that matter, because there is a significant terrorist presence that's been active in that part of the world for a while, which is a part of the reason why the U.S. was there.
How will that impact terrorism activity there?
Well, when you look at this, Dimitri, from a realistic point of view, it can only embolden terror groups that might be active there, that might be interested in asserting themselves, and certainly in some cases coming out from hiding. There are a number of terrorist groups that are active in Niger, including ISIS, the ISIS Sahel group, which is formerly known as ISIS-GS. Boko Haram is active there. The Islamic State West Africa is active there. And an Al-Qaeda affiliate is active there. So you have all of these groups there, all of them looking to distinguish themselves. And so without the presence of a stabilizing force, which the U.S. has been, they could definitely take some significant action.
So what is the current status of terrorist activity in this region?
Well, according to the State Department and other sources, Niger faces terrorist threats on most of its borders. Terrorist organizations can exploit Niger's extensive borders and sparsely populated regions to attack and recruit among populations where access to government services is weak, and that generally is where their strengths lie, where there is little or no government. And they can recruit among others who are economically deprived. Economic opportunity there is negligible, according to the State Department. And the modest size, the small size of Niger's defense force stresses its efforts to fight terrorism. And they have budget shortfalls and all sorts of other inconveniences that essentially make them no match for a coordinated and well-armed terror outfit that might want to take them on.
Does any of this have anything to do with the presence of Russian agents there?
Well, Dimitri, from my point of view, as someone who's watched this unfold over a couple of decades now, all of this has to do with Russia's presence there. All of the problems started several years ago when the group called the Wagner Organization, which was run by the late Yevgeny Prigozhin, who used to be one of Vladimir Putin's best friends, who turned on him last year in Russia and essentially ended up getting assassinated. They arrived there, and suddenly the view of the United States changed. The government there continued to remain loyal and connected to the U.S., but the military was what Wagner went after. And so the military essentially decided, okay, we're going to launch this coup. And when they launched the coup, everything changed. And yes, I think it all has to do with Russia's presence there.